You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Ariel Zangla reports in the Daily Freeman that Ulster County announced the launch April 10th of the National Network for Safe Communities Intimate Partner Violence Intervention Program, the first of its kind in New York State. The program will attempt to reduce domestic violence, working with offenders to reduce harmful acts and offering support for victims. At the announcement, Ulster County District Attorney Holly Cartwright used 11 cardboard silhouettes to illustrate the number of local women killed by their partners recently. Quote, once we've identified a person who we think is going to commit domestic violence again, we have personal contact with them, Cartwright said. Quote, in addition to the personal contact we have with the offender or potential offender, we have a parallel process where we engage the victims. We do what we've been doing for a while. We try to educate the victims, make sure they understand about services that are available to them, end quote. New York State is chipping in $285,000 to fund the program. You can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Congressperson John Faso, Republican from Kinderhook, released a statement after U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Paul Ryan announced he will not seek re-election. Quote, Paul Ryan has been a dedicated public servant to his district and nation for 20 years. I regret his decision to retire, but fully understand his desire to not miss the teenage years of his three children. I wish him and his family well and thank him for his service to the nation, end quote. Kenneth C. Crow II reports in the Albany Times-Union that the Rensselaer County Legislature quintupled the travel budget for County Executive Stephen McLaughlin to $5,000 with an 11-7 vote April 10th. McLaughlin gets to hire a second secretary to schedule that travel budget. Former County Executive Kathleen Jimeno spent $4,054 in total between 2008 and 2016, while McLaughlin gets more than that annually. The second secretary costs taxpayers $50,000 a year. County spokesperson Rich Christ said, quote, there's a number of opportunities out there that may require travel, end quote. Minority Leader Edward Manny, Democrat from Troy, said the county-owned 2018 Chevrolet Tahoe McLaughlin drives, paid for out of the sheriff's vehicle budget at the end of 2017, may be the reason for the bigger travel budget. He said the large vehicle, quote, drinks gasoline like water, end quote. You can read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Rachel Silberstein is reporting in the Times-Union. A bill to streamline the way state agencies handle Freedom of Information Law requests is awaiting Governor Andrew Cuomo's signature. The measure requires every state agency to include on its website an online form for requesting records that are subject to the state law. The current statute only requires agencies to accept email requests. Adding a requirement to provide an online FOIL request form is a, quote, low-cost, high-impact way to improve government transparency and provide the public with access to information, end quote, according to the bill's memo. In March, Cuomo's office quietly launched openfoil.ny.gov, a portal that allows requests to be submitted to more than half of the state's 100 agencies and authorities. You can read the full story in the Times-Union. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.